Thank you for tuning into the Walk in Truth Radio Network. Stay tuned for an encouraging word from Pastor, Teacher Dr. James Sutton. Let's see what Pastor Sutton has to say to us today.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay, and this is your word of wisdom for today. It's inspired by Jeremiah chapter 11, 12, 13, and 20. And what I want to point out is to those who are called by God, I'm talking about the real ones, the ones that are called by God, and you're given a mission to speak God's word to a dying world and a disobedient people. You feel good when you're called. You're reluctant at times. And you, for some reason in your humanity, you expect your life to be better than the nation or the people that you are assigned to. And actually, your job is to help carry their burden. You might not escape what they have to go through because you have to be in there with them to talk to them. Think about it. You can't be on a mountaintop and they're in a valley and expect to get to them. You have to get down in the valley with them and you have to endure some things. And again, in our humanity, we expect because we've been called by God and anointed and appointed and all that good stuff they say now that we shouldn't have to go through things and not the worst things. And we see other people prosper and profit and grow and have the things of this world, but we don't. Sometimes we seldom find natural happiness. We have to have the happiness that surpasses the understanding of what we go through every day. That our mission supersedes our happiness. Our mission supersedes our creature comfort. Our mission supersedes sometimes what people think we should have. And they look at us and they laugh at us and they say, look at you following a God and you don't have anything. But they don't understand. We have everything. We are their life and we're their death sentence because we have the words of life and death in our tongue, meaning that our words of the gospel are life unto life or it's to their detriment if they don't receive the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And yet they seem to prosper. They're not getting away with anything. They're just biding their time. And your job is to continue to warn them and let them laugh at you, let them mock you. And let them believe that you're not qualified because you're not preaching and teaching the false prosperity gospel. But you're trying to warn them about eternal life or eternal damnation. And they don't want to hear it. What are you supposed to do? They're coming at you. They're laughing at you. You don't have as much as they do in the material world. I'm sorry to say, and I'm happy to say at the same time, you just keep on doing what God has told you to do. You're just like Jeremiah. You've been chosen. You've been gifted and you've been faithful. And yet the Bible's clear. It rains on the just and the unjust alike. So what am I saying? Get out of your feelings. Just hold fast to your faith and know the facts. God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. But that doesn't mean that you will not go through something. You think about it. Please comment. This is Pastor Jay. Like. And please subscribe and pass this on and share. And I'll see you on the other side. Peace.